We have written a request to the Magistrates Court for us to be furnished with the written judgment so that we can, you know, inform our next course of action. But obviously, we have taken the decision that we will be challenging the ruling by the magistrate. But what we need to decide on is the procedure we are going to adopt. Either we are going to go by way of seeking a declarator from court, from the High Court, or, you know, perhaps we are going to take the route of an appeal. As soon as we get the written judgment, we will then, you know, take up our next action. But the bottom line is we are challenging that rule by the magistrate, and we are challenging it for purposes of ensuring that in the future, that decision does not inform the stance that will be taken by law enforcement or regulating authorities.
I read an article, the Zimbabwe police inspector is asking police around the country to be respectful of the opposition. This incident by the court case, is this isolated or this normally happen?
Well, it's not isolated. We do not believe that it's isolated. Why do I? Because the level of pressure which the case placed on those that are in leadership of government, which has led them to take stance. Because obviously our story, it vindicates what the police have said or what the commanders of the police force have said to their subordinates, vindicates the position that we are taking as a party to say, you know, there's a shrinking of the democratic space, there's an erosion of the democratic space in the country, the electoral playfield is not even, and, you know, state institutions seem to be conniving to support the status quo. So obviously, the fact that we raised all these issues with the courts, the fact that even during the proceedings, we made public statements against the actions of the police, you know, that must have put a lot of pressure. And again, the people of Zimbabwe, all over the world, international community, our, you know, regional counterparts, they spoke heavily against the actions of the police. They spoke heavily against the actions of, you know, state institutions in barring CCC rallies, in barring CCC activities. All this compounded the pressure on the regime. Hence, we have seen the stance that the police have now taken.
You said you have requested for the ruling. What do you want to do with it?
Well, when a court makes a decision, we have avenues of law which we can pursue as if we do not agree with the decision. If I maybe, your question is, you know, even in the face of the ruling and what the police have now said, we want to correct the wrong legal position which was taken by the magistrate for purposes of protecting proceedings in the future. We still are going to challenge, regardless of the stance that the police have now displayed, we still are going to challenge the decision because it constitutes a pronouncement by a court, which pronouncement can be binding on the actions of police officers or regulating authorities in the future. So we need to correct that and make sure that the law is set straight and make sure that the record is set straight as to what a magistrate can or cannot do, what a regulating authority can or cannot do in terms of maintenance of peace and order acts.